there is really a state in which inactivity is to be attained, but real inactivity is certainly a state of knowledge. There is a state of knowledge which you can really call the state of inactivity. And Sri Krishna insists upon it, that that inactivity in any case you must possess. But do not think that you will come to that inactivity merely by sitting down doing nothing. Do not think that by giving up everything, I don't want to stay in my house, I want to go away to the Himalayas. Do not think that by doing that you will be achieved the siddhim. This is not the way. What I am telling you is a process by which, even while doing action, you will be inactive. That is the miracle, and that is the real path. Even while doing actions, you will really achieve the burning of actions. Certainly, I would like you to be inactive, but truly inactive. That is why later on Sri Krishna says, one who sees action in inaction, and one who sees inaction in action, only he really perceives. One who sees action in inaction, and one who sees inaction in action, only he really perceives. It is this difficult perception that Sri Krishna wants to lead Arjuna. And that is why now he starts this position, saying, Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatu tishthati akarmakrit karyate hi avashah karma sarvah prakriti jai gunaihi. There is not a single moment when anybody can ever remain without any action. This is the basic fact with which you have to start. Whether you want Jnana Yoga or Karma Yoga, but start by proposition first, that there is not a single moment when anybody can remain without any action. Avashaha, even irresistibly, everybody is thrown into action because of the gunas, the sattva, rajas and tamas, which are born from Prakriti. Everybody is in the hands of Prakriti. And Prakriti is nothing but three gunas. And three gunas are constantly in activity. Sattva constantly organizes. Rajas is always impelling forward. And tamas, even while restraining, is acting to restrain. Even resisting to action is by restraining, by action. So all the three gunas are nothing but movements of one kind or the other. Therefore, since you are already in the hands of Prakriti, there is not a single moment where you can really rest. You start with this basic proposition. And therefore I am telling you that there is a path in which you will continue to do action all the time, and yet you will be inactive. I want you to be inactive. But it is by doing action all the time, you'll be free from action. Karmas are to be burned. Now, how is this to be done? So, Sri Krishna, step by step, leads to the process. He says, Karmendriyani samyamya yaaste manasasmaran Indriyarthan vimudatma mithyachara sauchyate. You may keep your senses controlled Aste manasasmaran, but in the mind all kinds of activities go on. Indriyarthan, all the time your mind is constantly thinking of the objects of senses. Therefore, vimudhatma, he is a bewildered soul, mithyacharah sauchyate. He is supposed to be doing something in vain. Mithyacharah sauchyate. Therefore, now what do you do? Yahatu indriyani manasa niyamya aravate arjuna karmendriyehi karmayogam asaktaha savishishyate. Therefore, what you should do? Manasa indriyani niyamya. By your mind, control all the senses. One who acts, but keeping all the senses under his control. Karmendriyehi karmayogam asaktaha. His activities may be done by all the karmendriyas, but karmayogam asaktaha. But he is not attached. Then savishishyate, it is that who really becomes distinct, distinguished. That is the right thing to be done. So you have to do two things, sanyamya indriyani, and yet act. Your karmendriya should be active, but all your indriyas must be under control. And you do karma yoga, which has explained what is karma yoga earlier. Samattam yogam uchyate karmasu kaushalam and karmanyevati karaste mahaphaleshu kadachana, already has spoken of it. So he says, you be as in karma yoga and become non-attached. Then you really become what I really want you to be. Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jayo hi akarmanaha. This is a very important sentence. Niyatam kuru karma. Do action niyatam, regulated. Niyatam is regulated. That is to say, do the work in yoga. That is niyatam kuru karma. That karma which is done in the spirit of karma yoga, that is niyatam karma. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayaha hi akarmanaha. Karma jayahi akarmanaha. Action is much more important, much better than akarma, than inaction. Jnana is more important than karma, and karma is more important than inaction. Therefore, I am not telling you to go away from action. While I tell you have knowledge, I am not saying that therefore give up action. Have knowledge, do karma, and when you will combine together, you will see that even while doing karma, karmas are no more there. They don't bind you. This is the state I would like you to attain.